Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
Your AI-powered security tools have a dirty little secret. They shipped with exploitable weaknesses baked right into the mathematics. Today, we're diving deep into adversarial machine learning. How attackers are turning your intelligent defenses into liabilities, and what you can actually do about it. Section: The uncomfortable truth about your AI defenses. Here's a reality check that should keep you up at night. Every machine learning model deployed in your security stack has a mathematically guaranteed blind spot. Not a bug, a feature of how neural networks learn. After two decades of watching security vendors slap AI-powered labels on everything, I've seen the pendulum swing from skepticism to blind faith. Both are dangerous. Adversarial machine learning isn't theoretical. It's the systematic exploitation of how ML models make decisions. When your next-gen endpoint detection uses a convolutional neural network to classify malware, an attacker doesn't need to find a zero day. They need to find the mathematical perturbation that shifts your model's confidence from 99.7% malicious to 12% benign. Same payload, same behavior, different verdict. The MITRE ATLAS framework catalogs these attack techniques with the same rigor we've come to expect from ATT and CK, currently documenting over 40 distinct adversarial ML techniques. ATLAS maps everything from reconnaissance against ML systems, AML.T0000, through model evasion, AML.T0015, to full supply chain compromise, AML.T0010. If you're running AI security tools and haven't mapped your exposure against ATLAS, you're flying blind. The attack surface breaks down into four primary categories. Evasion attacks manipulate inputs to cause misclassification at inference time. Poisoning attacks corrupt training data to embed vulnerabilities. Extraction attacks steal model architectures and weights. And inference attacks extract sensitive training data. Each requires different defensive postures, and most organizations are defending against precisely none of them. The uncomfortable truth is that your AI security investment may have created a false sense of protection while simultaneously introducing new attack vectors you're not monitoring. Let's fix that. Here's my take on this. Every ML model has guaranteed blind spots, not bugs, but mathematical certainties. Your AI-powered security tools shipped with exploitable weaknesses baked into the architecture. Section: Evasion attacks, making malware invisible. Evasion attacks are the adversarial ML equivalent of a disguise, mathematically optimized camouflage that exploits decision boundaries in your classifiers. The most documented example remains the work by Goodfellow et al. On fast gradient sign method, FGSM, but attackers have evolved far beyond these basics. Consider your malware classifier. It examines PE files, extracts features, import tables, section entropy, string patterns, and feeds them through a model. An attacker with white box access, knowledge of model architecture, can compute gradients showing exactly which features to modify. Without that access, they use black box techniques. Query your API repeatedly, observe confidence scores, and iteratively craft adversarial samples. Here's a simplified evasion concept using gradient perturbation. Code example shown in the article. Tools like IBM's Adversarial Robustness Toolbox, ART, and Microsoft's Counterfeit automate these attacks for red teams. Counterfeit specifically targets ML models deployed in cloud environments, supporting attacks against Azure ML, AWS SageMaker, and custom deployments. If your red team isn't using these tools, they're not testing your actual attack surface. Real-world impact. Researchers demonstrated evasion attacks against VirusTotal's ML-based detection, achieving 100% evasion rates against multiple vendors by appending carefully crafted byte sequences. The malware remained fully functional. The modification was imperceptible to analysts. The math just worked. Defense requires adversarial training. Exposing your model to adversarial examples during training and input pre-processing that strips perturbations. Neither is foolproof, but both raise the bar significantly. Here's my take on this. Attackers don't need zero days when they can mathematically compute exactly which bytes to modify in malware to flip your classifier's verdict from malicious to benign. Section, data poisoning, corrupting models at the source. If evasion attacks are disguises, poisoning attacks are sabotage, corrupting the foundation models are built on. This is Atlas Technique AML.T0020, and it's particularly insidious because the compromise occurs before deployment. Poisoning comes in two flavors. Availability attacks degrade overall model performance, causing increased false positives or negatives across the board. Integrity attacks are surgical. They embed backdoors that activate only on specific triggers while maintaining normal behavior otherwise. The latter is your nightmare scenario. Consider a threat intel platform that continuously retrains on analyst feedback. An attacker who can influence even 1-3% of training labels can embed a backdoor. Research by Gu et al. Demonstrated badnets, models that perform normally on standard inputs, but misclassify any input containing a specific trigger pattern. Your SoC analysts could be unknowingly poisoning models by processing attacker-crafted benign samples. The OWASP LLM Top 10 addresses this under LLM03, Training Data Poisoning. For large language models now integrated into security workflows, poisoning can manipulate summarization, alert triage, or even incident response recommendations. Imagine your LLM-powered SOAR consistently downgrading alerts from a specific attacker infrastructure because poison training data taught it those IOCs are benign. Detection requires rigorous data provenance tracking. Know exactly where every training sample originated. The NIST AIRMF's govern and map functions provide frameworks for this. Implement anomaly detection on your training pipelines. Sudden distribution shifts in label ratios or feature statistics should trigger alerts. Techniques like RONI, reject on negative impact, automatically quarantine samples that degrade model performance during validation. Defense in depth means assuming some poisoning will occur. Ensemble methods, multiple models with different training data, provide resilience. If three models agree on a verdict and one disagrees, investigate that outlier. Here's my take on this. Your continuously learning security models are accepting training data from sources you don't fully control. That's not a feature. It's an open backdoor. Section, model extraction and intellectual property theft. Model extraction attacks, AML.T0024. Treat your ML deployment as an oracle. Query it enough times with strategic inputs, observe the outputs, and reconstruct a functionally equivalent model. Your million-dollar threat detection investment becomes their free research tool. The economics are compelling for attackers. Training a production-grade malware classifier requires massive labeled datasets, compute resources, and expertise. Extracting one requires API access and patience. Researchers have demonstrated extraction attacks against MLaaS platforms achieving 95% plus functional equivalence with as few as 10,000 queries. Here's the attack pattern. First, reconnaissance to understand input, output formats, and confidence score availability. Second, strategic querying using techniques like Jacobian-based dataset augmentation to maximize information extraction per query. Third, training a substitute model on the input-output pairs. Fourth, and this is critical, using the substitute model to craft evasion attacks against the original. Code example shown in the article detection focuses on query anomaly detection. Implement rate limiting with behavioral analysis. Legitimate users have predictable query patterns. Extraction attacks exhibit systematic probing. Monitor for inputs near decision boundaries, which indicate gradient estimation attempts. Technical countermeasures include prediction API hardening. Return only class labels without confidence scores when possible. Add calibrated noise to outputs, and implement query quotas per API key. Watermarking techniques can embed detectable signatures in model behavior, providing evidence if your model appears in competitor products. The NIST AIRMF's measure function specifically addresses this. Establish metrics for detecting extraction attempts and measure your query response patterns against baselines. Here's my take on this. Every prediction your model returns teaches attackers something. Enough lessons, and they've stolen your model without touching your infrastructure. Section, building adversarially robust security architectures. Defense requires architectural thinking, not point solutions. After reviewing dozens of enterprise AI security deployments, I've identified patterns that consistently improve adversarial robustness. First, assume breach mentality applies to your models. Implement defense in depth with heterogeneous detection. Combine ML classifiers with rule-based systems, behavioral analysis, and signature detection. Attackers optimize against specific model architectures, forcing them to evade multiple independent systems dramatically increases cost. Second, implement continuous validation pipelines. Your models should be tested against adversarial examples automatically. Integrate art or counterfeit into your CI/CD for ML. Every model update triggers adversarial evaluation against known attack techniques. Track robustness metrics alongside accuracy metrics. Code example shown in the article. Third, monitor your ML infrastructure as attack surface. Model APIs need the same security controls as any other API: authentication, rate limiting, logging, anomaly detection. Implement model-specific SIEM rules that alert on extraction patterns, unusual input distributions, or confidence score harvesting. Fourth, embrace adversarial training judiciously. Augment training data with adversarial examples to harden decision boundaries. But understand the trade-off. Adversarial training typically reduces clean accuracy by 2 to 5%. Balance this against your threat model. Finally, establish ML security governance aligned with NIST AIRMF. Document model risk assessments, maintain model inventories, and implement incident response procedures specific to adversarial ML scenarios. When, not if, an evasion attack succeeds, your team should know exactly how to investigate and remediate. Here's my take on this. Stop treating ML models as magical black boxes. They're software with attack surfaces that need monitoring, testing, and incident response procedures. Section: The road ahead, emerging threats, and research directions. The adversarial ML landscape is evolving faster than most security teams can track. Here's what's coming and how to prepare. Large language model attacks are reshaping the threat landscape. Prompt injection, jailbreaks, and indirect prompt injection via retrieve context represent a new attack category your current defenses aren't designed for. If you're integrating LLMs into security workflows, and most organizations are, OWASP LLM Top 10 should be mandatory reading. LLM 01 through LLM 10 map directly to your exposure. Neural network trojans represent an emerging supply chain threat. Pre-trained models downloaded from public repositories may contain embedded backdoors. The AI supply chain has the same trust problems we saw with software dependencies a decade ago, but less mature tooling. Verify provenance, hash model weights, and consider training from scratch for critical applications. Multimodal attacks exploit models that process multiple input types. Your AI-powered phishing detection analyzing both email text and embedded images. Attackers can hide adversarial perturbations in images that manipulate text classification. These cross-modal attacks are in early research but will mature rapidly. Defensive research is promising. Certified defenses provide mathematical guarantees of robustness within bounded perturbations. Techniques like randomized smoothing and interval-bound propagation are transitioning from research to production. Monitor venues like NeurIPS and ICML for applicable advances. For immediate action, conduct an adversarial ML threat assessment against your deployed models. Map your exposure using MITRE ATLAS. Test with ART or counterfeit. Implement query monitoring on prediction APIs. Update incident response playbooks for adversarial scenarios. The attackers are already doing this math. Your security posture depends on whether you're doing it too. Here's my take on this. The AI supply chain has all the trust problems we solve for software dependencies, but we're about a decade behind on tooling and awareness. Pre-trained models are the new NPM packages. Before I wrap up, let me give you my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Every ML model has mathematically guaranteed blind spots that attackers can compute and exploit. This is fundamental to how neural networks learn, not a bug to be patched. Takeaway 2. MITRE ATLAS catalogs 40-plus adversarial ML techniques. Map your AI security tools against this framework to understand actual exposure. Takeaway 3. Continuously learning security models accepting external feedback create open channels for data poisoning attacks that embed backdoors. Takeaway 4. Model extraction attacks can replicate your ML defenses through strategic API queries, enabling offline development of evasion techniques. Takeaway 5. Defense requires heterogeneous detection, ML plus rules plus behavioral, continuous adversarial validation and CICD, and ML-specific monitoring and incident response. Look, the bottom line is this. Your ML models aren't magic. They're software with attack surfaces. Start treating them that way. Run adversarial testing, monitor those prediction APIs, and update your incident response for when, not if, these attacks hit you. The math is already working against us. Let's at least make attackers work for it. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with AZ at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.